This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Six U.S. Democratic presidential candidates traded farms with each other in a tense debate late Tuesday, attempting to make the case to voters in the farm state of Iowa that they have the political fortitude and skill to take on Republican President Donald Trump in the November national election. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone said national security came up early in the debate.
There was quite an effort by several of the Democratic contenders to criticize President Trump's actions on Iran. Joe Biden, for example, saying we've lost our standing in the region, that many of the allies now see the U.S. and Iran on the same level, sort of an equivalence that he said is a problem for the United States. And, of course, it opened up, though, Biden's judgment on the Iraq war, Bernie Sanders reminding everyone he voted against it, Sanders, while Biden voted for it. And then Sanders expressing concern, as did Pete Buttigieg, that perhaps what's going on now with Iran could lead to a wider conflict. There were also clashes over health care. We've seen that before. How costly a health care reform package do you want? And also over some trade deals coming up with China and with the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So the Democrats had their scrapes and their irritations, but in some ways it was not quite as boisterous or aggressive as many people thought going in.
VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the impeachment trial of President Trump will begin early next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will vote Wednesday to send the official impeachment charges to the Senate. The Republican-controlled Senate is widely expected to acquit Trump, particularly since no Republicans have expressed support for removing him from office. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.